Points about the lachas of saying Hallel. We say there's a mitzvah in the reserve to say Hallel during times of the year, simply during one of them is Hanukkah. There's a fascinating Bahag. The Bahag says the mitzvah saying Hallel, he lists that as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And the Rambam disagrees very strongly, said that it was a Takana which was instituted by the Chachamim. It's not a deraisa, but the Bahag said that, sees that as a deraisa. And then some of the Nesek Kalim come to explain where and why he feels that is so. So the saying of a halal is a very significant concept. The halal which we say on Rosh Chodesh is only based on a minig, and that's why, to indicate that we're doing that, we skip some parts of the halal. But the halal you say in Chanukah, the fact that it's a full halal is indicative of the fact that it's a chiyuv to say it, and therefore there are differences in halacha between the halal of Rosh Chodesh and the halal of Chanukah. So number one, if a person would be holding behind, excuse me, when he's saying Hallel, and the tzibur is saying Kaddish, he hears a bracha, what does he interrupt? What does he say? So, Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to interrupt for any bracha that you hear. A person to hear any bracha, he's allowed to interrupt and say Amen. By the Hallel of Chanukah, the Hallel of Sukkot, the Hallel of Shavuos, the first two days of Pesach, that halal is a chiyuv, and therefore over there, the halachas of interrupting are similar to the halachas of interrupting while the person's in Birchus Kriya Shema. So there's limitation during the paragraph itself. A person would only answer Amen to Kela Kaddish and Shema Tefillah, and Bein Perek LePerek, the Mishabura comes out over there that a person really can answer Amen to any bracha, but during the Perek itself, in each section of the halal, you'd be limited to what you're allowed to say. Some other details as well. One more point. If a person comes late and the tzibur is saying Hallel, so he's holding before Pesuk of Zimra, he should say Hallel with the tzibur in order to gain the advantage of saying Hallel with the tzibur. That's true on Rosh Chodesh or during Chanukah, as long as he's not going to miss Zman Kriya Shema because of that. Let's say he's already holding a Pesuk of Zimra. He already started Pesuk of Zimra, and the tzibur gets the Hallel. So Rosh Chodesh, the lachas, he says Hallel during Pesuk of Zimra. He does not say the bracha at the beginning, at the bracha at the end. He says Hallel together with the tzibur during Pesuk HaZimra, leaving out the bracha at the beginning, leaving out the bracha at the end, that he said, and the bracha of Pesuk HaZimra counts as his brachas for Hallel. Or by Chanukah or Sukkot, where it's a chiyuv of Hallel, we do not do that, because you should not lose the bracha, which is made specifically for the purpose of Hallel. So a person in the middle during Pesuk HaZimra would not say Hallel with the tzibur. He would continue davening and say Hallel after Shemoneh Esrei as normal. Have a good morning.